It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to see Water by the Spoonful at Studio Theater in Washington, D.C. She brings us this review.
A play set partly in an internet chat room may not sound very theatrical. That's just one of the challenges the playwright Chiara Alegría-Hudes sets for herself in her 2012 Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Water by the Spoonful. She also tells the more inherently dramatic stories of an Iraq war veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, a Puerto Rican-American family struggling to cope with the death of its matriarch, and a group of recovering crack addicts. They're the ones in the chat room. What do these stories have in common? That's what Hudes gradually and surprisingly reveals. There's a lot going on in Water by the Spoonful. It often seems like too much in director K.J. Sanchez's area premiere production at Studio Theater in Washington. But even when the plot seems overwhelming, the characters and their unexpected connections hold your interest, not just while you're watching the play, but long afterward. That's partly because of the strong portrayals director Sanchez elicits from her 7-member cast, particularly Gabriela Fernandez Coffey. Fernandez Coffey plays the administrator of the chat room. Her screen name is Haiku Mom, for the uplifting little poems she posts. Fernandez Coffey conveys a motherly persona, encouraging the others in the chat room, policing the site, and censoring 4-letter words. Haiku Mom's story alternates with the story of Elliot, the Iraq War veteran. Elliot supports his acting career by making sandwiches at Subway. Arturo Soria's portrayal is a bit low-key, but it's still clear that Elliot is trying to hold it all together, to ward off the Iraqi ghost that torments him in flashbacks, and to grieve for his closest relative, the woman who raised him and held the whole family together. As the play goes on, a startling connection is revealed between Elliot and Haiku Mom. And indeed, the importance of connections between people, sometimes between the most unlikely people, is at the heart of Water by the Spoonful. Unlikely bonds are undoubtedly more common and easier in chat rooms, where anonymity reigns and everyone hides behind a screen name. Director Sanchez and set and lighting designers Dan Conway and Michael Gianetti present the chat room scenes in a way that actually gives them humanity. The only computer on stage belongs to Haiku Mom. When she and the other chat room members log on, their usernames are projected on a pillar, but they appear on stage and speak their posts. Because we can see the people behind the usernames, the audience knows more about the members of the chat room than they do about each other. For example, we know that the woman calling herself Orangutan is a young Japanese-American, intensely portrayed by Anne Washke, and that the man who calls himself Chutes and Ladders is an aging black man, warmly played by Vincent J. Brown. Connections aren't just the theme of Water by the Spoonful. The play itself is connected to two other plays by Hudes. It's the middle play in a trilogy focusing on the character of Elliot. The third play made its off-Broadway debut last month. War and family figure into all three plays, big themes that Hudes confronts on small, character-driven canvases. While many of her contemporaries write about minutiae, her embrace is huge. She examines who and where we are as Americans, culturally and politically, as well as at home among family and friends. Excessive? At times. But at Studio Theater, Water by the Spoonful is also topical, important, and at its best, gripping.
Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick. Water by the Spoonful is up at Studio Theater in Washington until April 13th.